Scripture reading this evening will be from Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Psalm 119, 9 through 16. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you, but let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Please be seated.
Very quickly, a brief word of introduction for Trey. For some of you who may not know his story, Trey was interested in playing basketball here. He had a friend named Corey who he'd come with. They would play, and then Corey started saying, "Hey, you need to come. We're having a study on Wednesday night with Mark Landis and Tommy, and you need to come to it." Corey kept after him. Trey wasn't very interested at first, I don't think. He just said, "They got a gym and basketball, that's what I'm interested in." But eventually he started coming to that study on Wednesday nights, started listening, started paying attention. Corey, I believe, was baptized a bit for him, and then Trey came along very soon after that. Trey, from the very beginning, was a young man who really wanted to do what was right. Very impressive. And so he started growing in his faith, and pretty soon he started getting this idea in his head that I want to become a preacher. And he got very serious about it. He set his purpose, and he went after it. And so he went to Bear Valley here for the last 2 years. During that time, we knew that if we could get him back here, we wanted him back here to be our intern. We wanted to be able to spend some time with Trey, helping him train with something he loves. He wants to be an evangelist in the Lord's church. He wants to be able to take the gospel to people. And so we thought, we need to get him back here. And so we have brought him back for this year to be our year-long intern. And we are so proud of the young man that he is continuing to become for God. And so if you don't know Trey, take some time this year. Invite him out. He likes to eat. He will come, I guarantee. And you'll be enriched by the time that you get to spend with him. And it will enrich his life by being able to know you as he gets ready to go into the vineyard for God in the future. Trey, come preach the word to us.
Thanks for the introduction, Todd. I didn't know I got an introduction here. I didn't know I was a visitor. But it is a wonderful opportunity to be back here at North Mac. I consider you all family. I love you all from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate every last one of you for supporting me as I ventured out to go to Bear Valley. I finished in the valley, so now I'm here, and I just want to thank you all, and I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. You mean so much to me. But before we open up, I would like for us to pray and go to our Heavenly Father. Holy God, dear Father, we want to thank you so much for this wonderful day, this opportunity that we can come into your sanctuary, Father, and praise you. Father, I pray that as we learn from a portion of your word, that we would consider it. That we would meditate on it, Father, that we would treasure your word and delight in it. Father, I pray that you will continue to show us your ways as your children. Father, thank you so much for your son and the sacrifice that was made for us on the cross. And it is in your son's most holy and precious name that I pray, amen. The cure for impurity. The cure for impurity. For his eyes are upon the ways of a man, and he sees all his steps. There is no darkness, nor deep shadow where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. It was this passage in Job chapter 34, verses 21 through 22, that convicted me early on in my Christian faith, and it still does today. To know that our God is watching our ways, to know that He sees all our steps. Does this verse not convict you? Our God is omnipresent. Our God is omniscient. And God said, there is no darkness nor deep shadow where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. I want you all to think about this question for a moment. How do I look to God? How do I look to God spiritually? Think about that question for a second. You see, because there are some Christians who know that our God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. They know that He's all-knowing. He knows all. But they persist on living an impure life. However, there are Christians that know this about our God, and they persist on living a pure life by keeping their way pure before God. There is something called physical cleansing, and I'm sure everyone knows about that. Physical cleansing is very important for the human system. It helps get rid of the impurities that are found in certain foods that we eat. There are a number of benefits, and I'm only going to list three for you this evening, but they help boost our immune system. They clear our thinking, and they strengthen our immune system. But I want you to think with me for a second here spiritually. You see, in order for us to keep our way pure, we must be willing to put to death the impurities that we have in our lives. To live a more spiritually pure life, it is going to require you to put to death what has been known to destroy the mind, body, and soul. This evening we're going to be in Psalm 119, and we're going to go through Psalms 9 through 16. But we're going to go throughout the Psalms 119 and a couple of other passages as well. But I want us to focus on verses 9 through 16. There's this young man in the text that he understood that in order for him to save his life, in order for him to maintain purity, he had to guard his mind, body, and soul. I want you to remember that statement that was said earlier. To live a pure life, you must be willing to put to death your impurities. Now, I encourage you all to go home this week sometime and study this text, 9 through 16. Study this, please, because it is very enriching. It enriched me. It helped me out a lot. When I was back in Colorado, I had the youth read this text. And I thought about giving you all 7 points this evening, but I'll just stick with three. So, the cure for impurity. In order to keep our way pure, look at verse 11. We ought to treasure His word in our hearts. The psalmist says, how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With my whole heart, I have sought you, so that I would not wander from your commandments. What does it mean to treasure His word in our hearts? You see, it simply means to hide it, to store it, to keep it. You see, there is great value in storing up God's word in your heart. How can we ever know His ways if His word is not in us? If His word is not in our hearts and in our subconscious minds, we will start to give in to those besetting sins, slowly wandering away from His commands. See, besetting sins are sins, impurities rather, that will keep you from remaining pure. They stand in the way of your devotion to God. What is standing in the way of your devotion to God? What impurities are in your way? You see, in order for us to keep a pure life, in order for us to maintain purity, we need to treasure God's word in our hearts. Remember, in order to live a pure life, we must put to death our impurities. See, the psalmist asks, how can a young man keep his way pure? Have we ever thought to ask ourselves that question? Do not let me wander from your commandments. Have we ever thought to pray that prayer? Psalms 119, verse 34, mentions, give me understanding that I may observe your law and keep it with my all of my heart. Psalm 37, verse 31, says the law of his God is in his heart, and his steps do not slip. Psalms 40, verse 8, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is written within my heart. See, the reason why the word should be hidden is because it aids us in getting rid of those impurities. The word of God treasured in the heart is a defense against sin. I want you all to write this down, please. You see, sin is deceitful. Sin is damaging, and sin is deadly. For example, pride is deceitful. Envy can be damaging. Bitterness, deadly. Lust, covetousness, malice. All those sins are deceitful, damaging, and deadly. And it is clear that this young man's focus was on purging sin from his life. How do we know? Because he had made the decision to treasure God's word within his heart. Have you? In order to live a pure life, you must be willing to purge the iniquities, the sins, the impurities out of your life. But it's up to you. It's not up to me to do it for you, but it's up to you to purge your impurities out of your life. But I also want us to look at verse 15. Because this young man spent time meditating on his word. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. Some translations may say, I will fix my eyes on your ways. But meditation is key to change. Meditation produces change. In essence, when you are meditating on something, it causes you to want to change. Whatever you spend your time meditating on, that is what you'll start to become. Let me repeat that. Whatever you spend your time meditating on, that is what you'll start to become. Rather, in sin resulting in impurity, or on God's word resulting in purity. Many of you know, like Ty mentioned before, that I've only been a Christian for about 4 years. And for anyone who doesn't know, I've changed drastically because of God's word. And during my time, I spent most of my time meditating on scripture than trying to memorize it. Because there is something about meditation that causes us to self-examine ourselves. See, if you're seeking spiritual change, I encourage you to start meditating on God's word. And like I mentioned before, meditation had changed my life because I had to get the word in me. See, David said in Psalms 1, verse 2, that a righteous man meditates day and night on his word. Psalms 119, verse 23, your servant meditates on your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so I will meditate on your wonders. Psalms 119, verse 27. You see, I can't stress it enough how important meditation is for the spirit. There's a big difference here between meditation and memorization. when one starts to meditate on the words, they'll start to see change. Rather than just focusing on the words that are on the text, focus on the words that are within the text so that you could see change. Get it into your subconscious mind so that you can live it out, so that you can keep your way pure before God. Here's the cure. It's meditation. And this young man knew that meditation would keep his eyes fixed on his God. If our eyes aren't fixed on his ways, we will eventually start to wander off. See, I love what Clark's commentary had to say about this. He said, if keeping our eyes fixed on God means that we are going where he would go, doing what he would do, and keeping the company that he would keep, everything would be done in reference to the final judgment. This is why meditation upon his ways, his precepts, his wonders, his word is so important for the Christian, because it will keep our eyes fixed on him so that we can live a more pure life. But I also want you to notice something. It is because of him, it's because of our God, that this young man has said, I will delight in your statutes, verse 16. I will delight in your statutes so that I will not forget your word. There is joy found in following his statutes. A commitment in verse 16 has been made, and a mind has been set to delight in God's word, to pursue his ways. This young man couldn't get enough of what poured out of the mouth of God. It makes me think about when I go visit my grandmother. There's nothing like grandma's cooking. You know, I just can't get enough of it. I constantly crave it. I want to fill myself with it. You see, just like the psalmist here in Psalms 119, verses 9 through 16, could not get enough of God's word. He continued to delight in it, and he wanted to let it fill him. Psalms 119, verses 24 says, your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. May your compassions come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Psalms 119, verse 77. If your law had been my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction. Psalms 119, verse 92. And I shall delight in your command. Mints, which I love, Psalms 119, verse 47. I want to ask you all a question, and I pray that you would write this down, because this is something that I would like for you all to think about throughout the week. The question is, are you willing to put to death your impurities by keeping your way according to his word? Are you? Am I willing to get rid of my impure thoughts? Am I willing to get rid of my impure words, deeds, for the sake of my salvation? Am I? See, the cure for impurity is found here. If you are struggling with lust, if you are struggling with pride, if you are struggling with anger, forgiveness, I encourage you to find at least two or three verses that you can spend time treasuring, that you can spend time meditating on, that you can delight in, so that you will not forget his word. You see, God has given us something so wonderful that we ought to treasure daily, his word. His word will open your eyes. Treasure it. His word will revive you. Meditate on it. His word will keep you. Delight in it. This way of living will help you and I in maintaining a pure life for him. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. I suggest that young man section right there, I suggest that we write our names there. How can Trey keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With all my heart, I have sought you so that I will not wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I will not sin against you. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes, so that I will not forget your word. The antidote is found here. With all my heart, I will observe your precepts. Psalms 119, verse 69. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Psalms 119, verse 97. My eyes anticipate the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Psalms 119, verse 148. Let me quote Jesus here for a second. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure at heart, for they shall see God." How fortunate are the pure at heart? Very. Why? Because they shall see the eternal God. But how unfortunate will it be for those who are impure at heart? Very. See, I'm speaking from experience when I say that everyone struggles with maintaining purity. This evening, if you are struggling with keeping your thoughts, your desires, your actions pure, I hope that you will come forward for prayer, because you cannot fight this battle alone. And if there is anyone who desires to have their sins forgiven in baptism, to cleanse, for their sins to be cleansed, please come forward as we stand to praise our God.
And to Jesus for the cleansing.